This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
So, Tommy.
Yeah.
Your wife has a little trip coming up.
Yeah, a big sister trip. All four sisters are going to take this fun trip down to Florida and take a little cruise.
Sisters and Kimmy, they're doing it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, so they're flying out this weekend.
Oh, all right. So they're flying.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just get on the plane, you get to where you're going, get on the boat, and you're having a grand old time.
Now, my wife's not a great flyer, but she does fly.
Okay. All right.
You know, she's kind of like you. She goes and does, but not crazy about it.
Okay.
You know?
Gotcha.
A lot of anxiety going to the airport, like a lot of people.
Well, then what could be happening over the last couple of weeks?
So I'm a news junkie. I always got the 24-hour news.
Sure.
And every single day, there's a plane issue.
Close call.
And close calls, smoke in the cabin, near misses, horrible stuff, planes flipping over. And that's been in the last 3 weeks, man. Like, all of a sudden, it's been one after the other, from small to big to whatever.
Sure, sure, sure.
So you got them all.
Yeah.
So every time she sees it, she starts, oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. And there's also something else. People, like, that are going on this trip, they call each other. Go, oh, did you see? Oh, did you see that one? I go, why are you guys doing this to each other?
Okay.
Like, in case you missed the most recent tragedy, right? So I'm like, relax.
So you said your wife turned to you looking for comfort.
Right. And I'm like, relax. I said, you know, and I do all the standards. You know, safest form of transportation. These things are rare, even though now they're happening every day. You know, it's all professionals. These airlines, you know, they don't want this image. You know, that's what they, like, oh, even these near misses, these guys are so well-trained. You know, they can pull up and all the electronics they have.
The electronics,
the sensors and everything. I'm just making things up. And what else can I do?
Don't
say that
You
part.
Just did, stupid.
Well, that yesterday. But when she has follow-up questions, I have nothing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Did you not see your brilliant plan?
But you got to say something to calm people down.
All right, so you're...
I can't step on the gas and go, yeah, that was terrible, man.
Okay, all right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because you're right. You're in an impossible spot
right
here.
But you got to bring the temperature of the room down.
Okay, but I...
Because she's going to go. It isn't like she's going to cancel this trip. The girls, they're going to go. They're excited to go. But they're now all like... It's like a feeding frenzy of fear of flight. Put all that on a t-shirt.
It's a really big t-shirt.
Yeah.
Ryan's wearing it. What do you do?
There's nothing.
Well, no, I mean, you did something. It sounds like it wasn't the best idea because as soon as follow-up questions showed
I'm
up.
I'm sunk.
But you're also not the most, nuanced conversationalist.
What are you talking about?
Hey, there it is right there.
You don't handle with care.
No, at all, in any kind of way. And like that, you have one plan up front, and if that plan falls apart, you just throw your hands up and go, bah!
Don't worry. I also threw in one of the odds.
Don't say that.
I know, because there'll probably be one today.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So here's the thing. As we know, your wife is not alone.
Mm.
Recent study showed that 4 in 10 Americans have some sort of flight anxiety.
Yeah,
but
sure.
That was before the events of the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So we would assume now that number is higher because of everything we've been seeing. Is flying statistically more dangerous now than it was, say, 3 months ago? 252-WCMF. And I'm asking, I don't know. Because you're right. You can say that flying statistically is the most safe form of travel if you're not lying based on what's been going on.
Well, like I said, because I saw this one stat after that, the first tragedy we just...
The one in D.C.
Yeah. They said the last time we had a tragedy like that was when that plane crashed outside of Buffalo.
In Clarence, yeah.
Yeah. But then I also had to say it was right outside of Buffalo, pretty close to our house.
Why did you not think that through?
I forgot where it landed.
How?
I forgot.
Bad example.
But I was kind of saying, like, that's been a long time between tragedies.
And you ended it with your old, what are the odds?
Yeah, what are the odds?
What are the odds?
Okay, but like, you know, every time something happens now, it's going to be a reminder of what the worst case scenario is. Right.
But then I also try to sell her, like, you're going to go have fun. This is like a trip of a lifetime with your sisters. You know, sure. You do this once a year.
Sure.
I said, just go and have fun. Like I said, you would regret not going.
If you
would be missing out.
If you make it, you will regret not going.
Yeah. If you make it.
All right, Kimmy, you are the lady in the room. You yourself are a wife. I'm sure there are times where you turn to your husband looking for comfort.
Yeah.
What are you looking for as a woman?
Just a reassurance. You know, you're supposed to make me feel like everything's going to be okay, right?
Okay.
If I'm nervous about something that I'm going to do regardless, you know?
Okay, can I then ask a follow-up?
I'm not really asking for advice.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah.
Let me then ask a follow-up question.
Yeah.
If all you're looking for is reassurance, because you gave your wife reassurance.
Yes.
You looked at your wife and said, everything's going to be okay.
But I don't run the airport.
But that's just it. Why?
No buts.
Why, after I give you reassurance as my wife, do you continue to ask me questions that you know I can't answer? Because that happens in every relationship. Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Well, like for example, he gives these things and then she has follow-up questions. I have reassured you to the point that I don't know. It's not reassurance, though.
Because you'll say, well, these things constantly keep happening. Are things getting worse? Are there too many planes in the sky?
And are there too many planes in the sky?
I don't know. Well, one hit another one, you know. Yeah, but he went for me.
No, because like,
flipping over.
If you want to be reassured and you go, I'm scared, and Tommy goes, look, you got nothing to worry about statistically. It's the easiest thing ever, and these are just, you know, aberrations, rare things that are happening, and there's a follow-up there. I don't have anything more to say.
Right.
What else am I going to say?
I'm not in aeronautics.
Not a big follow-up question for a person, so I'd rather just not know.
Well, but it's impossible to not know.
No, but if I don't ask questions, then I don't know.
Okay.
So if you were taking a flight and you turn on the news and you see all these tragedies, you ain't got anything to say to your old man.
Well, what is he going to do?
No, you don't have anything to say. Because I would go, oh, that's terrible. Man, that looks pretty bad flying over there.
Well, I think it's a different dynamic between husband and wife than it is wife and husband. Although I do use my wife to comfort me because I don't like to fly.
Oh.
But I won't ask her. I need to see visual cues from her.
Well, you probably, there are some things that your wife being a doctor, she could tell you that would scare you health-wise, right?
Sure, yeah.
Like if something's weird or, you know, you're just feeling funny, like, and I'm sure she doesn't take that opportunity to give you the real truth, does she?
Oh, to be fair, I don't know.
But she's an expert.
Here's the difference, right? Like any question I have, she can legitimately answer.
That's what I mean.
Tommy's never flown an airplane.
No.
Yeah. So you're right. Yes. Like,
and I like to fly. So I have no problems getting into a plane. So I don't even have like simpatico feelings as she does getting onto a plane. Because I go, man, I'm not driving. This is great. Throw my stuff down. Just take me, drink, party. Let's have fun.
So you know there is 252-WCMF. Tommy's wife has taken this fun once in a lifetime trip with her sisters, flying down to Florida, getting on a cruise ship.
Yeah, and girls trip.
Over the last couple of weeks, with all the airline stuff happening, she's not a great flyer to begin with.
Yeah.
She is now getting worried, and the other night she looked at Tommy for reassurance, like, tell me everything's going to be okay, and he tried, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, all I got are the standard stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, look, as we talk about, like, is it statistically more dangerous now than it was 3 months ago to fly, right? It feels like it is, but you also know how that goes, because to some people, Tommy, the world feels more dangerous right now than it ever has been.
Well, just in general.
But statistically... You are the least likely in any time in modern American history to be the victim of a violent crime.
Right, look at that.
Sometimes it's not about what the numbers are. It's about what we think we see. So is it possible that we're only seeing these things on social media because the temperature has been turned up? You know what I mean? Yeah.
So I kind of brought that up to her.
Okay.
Saying, because there were a couple of near misses this week. One with Southwest, one with American Airlines. Two different airports. And I said, you know, normally they wouldn't even show you this because... They're just, you know, it's in the news cycle.
There you go. Okay, good call. Good call.
But then she says, so you're saying it does happen and they don't talk about it.
Oh. Okay, yeah. I don't think I'm a man.
Yeah, I guess your point there would be it's happening more than you think.
Yeah.
Well, no, you could reply, we hear about it every time Harrison Ford almost does.
Yes, yes, because I'm a schmuck that almost killed 300 people. Yeah, there's no win here.
All right. Are there people, 252 WCMF, who have been uncomfortable flyers that overcame that fear based on what somebody told them?
I don't think you get over the fear of flying.
No, I don't think there's anything somebody could tell you.
People that I know that have scared. It have been like that their whole life.
It never goes away?
It just seems.
So the airport, the Greater Frederick Douglass Greater Rochester Airport and Lamp Emporium.
And awning supply.
Thank you. Yeah. They offer a class where you can go if you are a scared flyer, and they will, I don't know what happens in this class, but it's designed to make you not scared of flying.
Okay.
Like you go to the airport and you go hang and they have these experts talk to you.
Okay.
You think that would work?
Doesn't the pilot do that before you take off?
Well, no, maybe this arms you with information where you don't freak out over every little thing.
But the staff kind of does that anyway. They're like, hi, welcome, here's a cup of coffee.
I don't understand how a plane flies.
I don't either. I know the wings are full of fuel.
But like the pilot's not going to explain to me how a plane's going to fly before I leave.
No, but that doesn't help me either. I know the lift, yeah, it goes up. I get that part.
No, but I'm saying I know how my car works.
Maybe if you understood better how it all...
How the plane takes off?
How that trip from start to finish.
Well, we get this old girl to about 150 mile an hour, and then them wings start shaking and we take off there. And the next thing you know, you're in Tulsa. Now, I tried something else that also didn't work. I tried to remind her of other times we've had flights.
Okay.
We've traveled.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she'll remind me of things I forgot that happened when we traveled.
How are you?
Nothing tragic, but, you know, could have went south, but it didn't, you know, and I always forget those things because I drink when I fly.
How are you so stupid?
Well, I drink.
No, like that one, you absolutely have to. Everybody's had an uncomfortable flight.
No, I go, hey, remember we went to Cape Cod, we had a good time. We went down to Florida to see my brother, we had a good time. We went over here, we went to see the kids in Chicago, had a good time. Well, yeah, but you remember with that thing that happened. I go, but that's rare.
No, but that. And then she goes, that other thing that happened?
Yes.
All right. We have suggestions.
All right.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the break on Facebook page. And you said that her fear has been amped up because of everything on the news.
Yeah.
And you are a news junkie.
Right.
This comes in from Jessica. Jessica. She writes us, hey, Tommy, how about you just not watch the news all the time until she leaves? She won't see any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem.
Okay. Here's the thing about the news thing. They don't give you a heads up on breaking news till it's breaking news. So when I turn on the TV they show me the plane, my wife's sitting there, I've got to watch the news.
Don't you do this with other things? Like there are certain things that could set the person that you're watching, whatever it is, off, right? So like I always try to avoid watching that specific thing or, you know, where I'm just going to have to hear about it. So it's like, all right, let's change the channel.
Change the channel.
In a whole different direction.
Yeah. Change the channel. You have
all the streaming services you have. You could find something.
No, but it's like the middle of the day. I'm not going to put on Netflix.
Why?
I'm just for background music.
What, am I a farmer watching Netflix in the background?
No, but I have the TV on all day just to watch the news.
Understood.
Like as I'm passing through, just to see what's... My house is always like the airport.
Which also probably not helping. No, but here's the thing. You're right. You cannot predict what breaking news will show up across the screen. However, you literally said, when this break started, that stuff like this has been happening every day.
Right.
So if every single day there is a story of a plane getting in a bad situation, maybe you can anticipate today there will also be that story.
So don't watch the news.
Yeah, I mean, just change it from the
news. But is it kind of this job we have? We kind of have to follow what the hell's going on in the world. What?
Yeah, Kimmy and I do. You're really going to argue.
You just called it background noise.
I pay attention.
You've never prepped a show once in your life.
No, but I got to be aware of what the hell's going on in the world so I can make snarky comments about
this. The only time Tommy's ever come in with something was the time that you stiffed that poor Starbucks woman with $20 and then this moment right now.
Yes.
And none of that was on CNN.
True.
Yeah, just turn off the news. It's that simple. Like, you're so...
I know. You'd rather deal with this situation than turn off the news.
No, because you get the ticker tape underneath and everything.
Is it a ticker tape?
Well, I call it a ticker tape.
Ticker tape is what comes
the scroll.
You are such an old man.
The scrolling ticker tape.
Beep, 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 beep.
You are such a news junkie that when you come in here, no matter what channel we have on TV, you could name every person.
It is weird.
You know more names of news anchors than you do our coworkers.
That's true. Well, Jim Cantore doesn't stop by.
All right. You know, there is one other way this happens.
What's that?
That you can make this not be a problem. You could look at your wife, and you could be straight up with her. And you could say, you're right. It is something that maybe you should be concerned about based on how it's happening now versus how it was happening before.
Okay.
And I think that it's a good idea for you not to go.
She's not going to... That's not even an avenue I would go down because she's going to go with her sisters. They already paid
okay.
for the trip.
Well, in that case, maybe that makes her realize, I'm going anyway. What's the problem?
So force her.
Well, no. No, I guess I would have
to. Because you're not going to go. Because she's going to go. I mean, because let's say she takes my advice. She doesn't go.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. Unpacks the bags, calls up, cancels everything. But her sisters go, and they had the greatest time.
Okay.
And I talked her into not taking that trip.
But, I mean, you talked her into it because of her concerns.
No, but it's on me now that she didn't go have all that fun.
Well, the reason
and, you know, it's like a trip. They don't do that this often.
I get it. Look, I understand.
We're not rich people, Pat.
The guy in Pittsburgh who has bought recently 5 tracksuits.
$40 a pop.
5 tracksuits.
That's my budget.
But no, you said the first one was higher.
That one I took a little
bit. So you have spent at least $300.
$300.
All right, let's do some math. What's 4 times 4?
I don't know.
160.
Are you sure?
No, but let's go with 160. Right. How much was that first tracksuit?
It was like 140.
That's exactly $300.
Oh.
I literally...
Well, if you do it like that, yeah.
Nostra Duffy knew exactly what you spent on your tracksuits, but I don't know. She's dipping into my tracksuit money. She can't be going on these trips all the time. Well, no, the reason I bring that up is we got Facebook messages coming in. More of them. You can always get us at WCMF on the break room Facebook pages. Tommy's wife is taking a trip, is scared about flying with everything in the news, and she asked Tommy essentially to calm her down, and Tommy does a terrible job because he's terrible at all of this. Bob writes us, my wife will fly once a month for the job she does. I've asked her. My wife will fly at least once a month for the job she does. I've asked her now to either take the train or take cars and not travel outside of the Northeast. I am as nervous as your wife is, Tommy, about what's happening right now.
How the hell is she supposed to conduct business like that?
Be a train or car?
It takes time. I mean, she's got to get to her appointments. That train.
I get it.
Yeah, it's great if it was the 1940s.
No, I meant I get Bob's concern. Look, I'm a bad
Bob's an idiot. The poor woman's busting her ass. Take the train, honey.
No, I mean, like, I'm a nervous flyer. I would not want my wife flying right now either. I don't know if that's rational or not, but what I'm seeing with absolutely no information
trains,
to back it up.
By the way, trains go trains go way worse than goddamn planes.
No, not way worse.
No, way worse.
Bro.
There's more train accidents in this country than there are planes. We agree
with
that?
Yes, there's more car accidents, too. Right. Yeah. But it's that idea of control. It's the idea of if a train stops working, there's a chance it just stops on the tracks.
Right.
Where if a plane stops working.
But what's the last time a plane just stopped working?
Don't say this. This is the worst thing to say.
Hey, folks on the flight deck, we just stopped working there.
I don't think it would sound like
Lord have mercy.
No. I don't think it would sound like that.
All right, we're going to be gliding into Tulsa here in a couple of minutes. Hopefully we'll get there. Oh, we're going to come up a little bit short. But I think y'all are going to really like St. Augustine.
If my wife came home and told me, like, I got to go get on a flight in 2 weeks, I wouldn't say anything?
It doesn't even dawn on me to be afraid.
It doesn't dawn on you? Does it dawn on you, though?
I don't know. It would dawn in some dawning. Like,
oh, all right.
Like, if you told me today I had a free trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't free. I'm going, man.
I'm not getting on that plane.
Really?
Oh, for God's sake, free?
I'm sorry, I can't.
So you're just going to hold off on most vacations from this point out?
Combine.
Yeah.
Free trip to the Combine today. All expenses paid. Hang out with McDermott for the weekend.
No.
You're insane. I hate the crap and I would take it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there is also men in underwear running around very fast. So I get why you'd want to be there. No, I told you guys, like, I flew back from Kansas City after the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
The next week was that terrible tragedy in Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
And if the Bills had won that game in Kansas City, Kimmy and I were going to broadcast live in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You were going down to New Orleans.
Our flights were booked. Mm-hmm. I would not have gotten on that plane.
So you got to drive to New Orleans.
Yes.
Would have beat you there.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I couldn't have. I could not
the
have.
The game would be over by the time he pulls in.
I mean, that's a long trip to commit to.
I couldn't do it.
And by the way, that's a dangerous trip.
Driving in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Why?
Northern boy, loud mouth, beard.
Middle of nowhere of the South.
New York plates. Coming from Commie Town.
But it's weird, though, because your wife and daughters would get on a plane.
They're great
so flyers. So you would just go take a separate trip without them. Like, see you there?
or I don't want you guys on a plane. Look, again, I'm not saying this as someone who has any statistics to back it up. I understand that it sounds irrational, but the way I am feeling right now, based on already being a bad flyer, I cannot put myself on a plane. And I think you need to put your head in that mind space, because you're maybe not understanding where your wife is coming from.
Well, that's hard to do because I don't have her fears.
Understood, but try to have someone else's perspective once in your life, you stupid bitch.
Play is club, baby.
That would make it worse, though, because if she's talking to you about this and you're like, I'm not going to fly.
Yeah, then she's going to think, you know what I mean?
No. I'm not saying he should tell her, don't fly. I'm not. Yeah. I'm saying just try to put your self in the fears that she has, where you would rationalize those fears as a human.
So here's my overall plan. Here's the big picture I'm saying. Right. She's going to go. She's going to have fun.
Sure, yeah.
Uneventful flight. She's going to come back. And my thing is, see, what were you worried about? If you wouldn't have gone, you wouldn't have had all that fun. The plane was fine. So just remember this in the future when you start having anxiety. Remember when you had that great trip with your sisters and you went. And you'll have all those memories now. And if you didn't go, you wouldn't have those memories. Okay. You know, life is short.
Don't say that.
Some people got
That. Don't say that part. No, but here's what you're not considering.
I think that's good.
Again, here's what you're not considering, because you never think your plan. Although, I'm trying to help you, Dick.
No, you don't listen.
Bro, listen. Yeah, she's going to go and she's going to come back and she's going to be safe. Statistically,
put that in the memory bank of what a great time you had.
But here's the thing. If any little thing goes wrong, and I don't even mean like a near collision or like any massive turbulence, anything that happens on the runway, any delay, she's going to come home and she's going to say to you, I told you. And even if she gets back and forth 100% totally fine, that moment, if you go, see, I told you, she's going to go, no, you idiot, I was terrified.
Turbulence.
Yes.
A delay.
Yes.
Those don't count.
I mean, that happens anyway.
I understand. Yeah. But again, like we said.
Unless the plane's upside down when I pick you up, I think we're all right here.
Okay. Let's take a break.
You know that thing tried to loop to loop?
What do they look like?
Twins? No, excuse me, triplets.
Triplets? You don't even know. We have one inside joke and you couldn't even finish it off.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not arguing this isn't cool, but there are people that should be into it, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the original science, I guess you could argue. That being said, maybe, just maybe, in an effort to keep people from crapping all over this, just stop including how often it happens. Because it sounds really fun until you get to that part. Because I'm not going to look it up. Nobody's going to look it up.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. How's about a free show in the sky tomorrow night?
So what are we getting?
Tomorrow night, 7 of the 8 planets will all be aligned in the sky at the same time and visible from Earth.
Mm-hmm. But if they're all in line, how do I see them?
No, they're not like one behind the other, like this,
it's like
an arc.
It looks like an arc, yeah.
All right. So it just looks like an arc of planets?
Or like tiny, like brighter stars.
Yeah, you got it. So, Kimmy, all the horoscope and astrology weirdos.
Oh, does this mean something?
Yeah, so the planetary.
Moon's in the seventh house.
Kimmy does not get that.
All the planets align with Mars, baby.
No, it's Telly Savalas doing it.
Aquarius.
You were saying, Kimmy?
Yeah, I think this has been going on like on and off for like a month or so, I guess.
So there's been, you've been able to see like multiple planets. From what I understand, yeah, tomorrow night
like
will be
the ultimate lineup.
Seven of the eight.
Okay. Yeah, seven of the eight. Yes, exactly. Gotcha. So the alignment will be, by the way, I could be wrong. I'm just telling you what the story said. The alignment will be most visible, according to experts, just after dusk tomorrow night. Sunset is set for 6 p.m. So they say to look into the southern portion of the sky within 90 minutes of sunset. That's when you will get the best shot. They also say some of the planets will be visible with the naked eye. Some of them won't. So a telescope will be your best chance at seeing everything. Kimmy, you in on this?
I mean, I'll take a peek if I'm out there and I remember.
Okay.
You know?
That's a ringing endorsement.
But it's not. I mean, I guess with where we live and how they've teased these things before and it ends up being like cloudy so you can't see anything. Okay. I'm probably
like
not
that eclipse?
I'm not putting it on my schedule.
Okay. Tommy, you checking this out tomorrow night?
Oh, man. What's the weather like tomorrow night? It's going to be cloudy, probably.
I haven't looked, but I'm going to say cloudy.
Yeah.
I mean,
we can't see anything around here unless it's like July.
Yeah, if it's a clear night, I'll take a peek up in the sky. But again, I guess I don't really know what I'm looking for. I'm like, that looks like it could. I could be looking in the wrong direction and think I'm looking at it when I'm not. So,
if it's a sky full of stars, how are you going to know?
Well, you're supposed to kind of see that they're supposed to be a little brighter, I guess.
They're all kind of bright.
They're all kind of bright, except for the guy that sits across from me. No, look, I mean, maybe this is one of those things that you go out and you are amazed by it. I mean, look,
I don't think you'd be amazed by it.
As anticlimactic as the eclipse was here, it was a hell of a day where all of a sudden everything just went dark.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
It's all right, but like, unless it's like something shocking. Like, I woke up and, God damn.
No,
man.
You don't want that. You don't want shocking in the sky.
Like, let's say you wake up.
Shocking in the sky is never not bad.
No, let's say I woke up and the moon is like,
whoa,
300 feet above my head.
Yeah, we'd be dead, you idiot.
Like, you could almost hit a golf ball up to it.
You could
talk to the guys up there.
That would be catastrophic. There's no one on the moon right now. There is no one on the moon right now.
It's going to go back up. You don't know. The Russians might have somebody up there. The Chinese might have somebody up there, and it goes back. Like, that would be cool.
The moon controls the tides. We'd be underwater, and then every woman would be having all her period at the same time. They would have no blood left. All gone. Flushed right out of there.
What a catastrophe.
Women running just... I know. How bad would that be?
There are some times, though, where... Like, sometimes even when I'm driving in the work and you catch, like, the moon and it looks bigger than normal.
Yeah, it's close.
Like,
yeah,
it's, like,
those glowing
and it's orange.
Those are cool.
I mean, I do find myself, like, I can't take my eyes off the moon.
So how about that 300 feet above your head?
I don't want to know the horror I would feel if I walked outside and the moon was 300 feet above my head. So here's the thing.
Like,
you can make the argument. I know that you like to crap on everything because you have no hobbies and you don't want any hobbies. But, you know. It's not going to cost you anything to go outside and look up at the sky, and maybe you see something that is pretty remarkable.
It'll dazzle you.
The way they've been pushing this, Kimmy, is this is unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know the last time this happened?
When?
Less than a year ago, actually, the same day as the eclipse.
Oh.
But you know the next time it's going to happen?
When's that?
August 29th, 2025.
Wait, this summer?
Yeah, like a couple months.
Okay. See, that would be the one I want to look at because it'll have a clear sky.
Maybe, unless it's cloudy.
It's very bright and beautiful in August. It's like... It's got to be like our driest month.
Okay. I think what the problem is with all this science stuff, because we've seen a ton of star and planet stories the last couple of years. There's a new interest in space. I mean, it's a good thing.
It's great.
It's good for,
you know. It brings everybody together.
No, I mean, it's good for STEM, right? Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Getting people interested in that kind of stuff.
And, like, there are kids who would have never thought to go into the science field, and we need people in the science field that are now
coming up short.
You know, coming into this and they're interested by it. All you have to do to make this like super cool is simply not tell me how often it happens.
All right.
Because like if I'm reading
this
story, and I'm not going to look it up. I don't have enough care in me to look it up. I will go outside and look at this on Friday. I would have had I not known it was going to happen again in August, and it happened less than a year ago.
And you think, I'll catch it the next time.
Exactly.
Around.
Like just all you have to do is just tell me this is cool. Don't tell me how rare
it's
it is.
It's rare. You want it to be rare.
You don't have to say anything.
Okay.
Yeah, because if I think it's rare, I'll be more interested.
All right.
If I know it's not, I'm never going to look at it ever.
So is there any rare events anymore, except for like Halley's Comet?
You making a good point. That's about it. Well, yeah, rare events would be that asteroid that's supposed to hit us in 70 years.
No, I thought there was one coming by, and it already passed us.
No,
remember they said there was one barreling out on us right now?
So there was a story from last week that said there was a 3% chance that an asteroid in, I think it was 2032, was going to hit us.
Oh, no, I thought it was soon.
Then I thought it was 7 years from now.
Oh.
And then they lowered that the next week to 1.3, so I guess somebody must have sneezed and knocked it off point. I don't know. I don't know. You know, we're talking about that. We're talking about just massive catastrophes of the 9 o'clock hour. Mm. Do you think the government has a plan if an asteroid's going to collide with Earth? Like an Armageddon day? Armageddon?
Look, they're gonna, I thought they already tested out blowing one up.
How'd that go?
Nothing happened. I thought they did go up there and like try to shoot something down.
Are you thinking of the movie Armageddon?
Maybe.
Okay.
Because I was listening to Aerosmith at the time.
Don't want to clone my...
And Bruce Willis was involved for some reason. I think they just recently tried this. On a small scale.
Okay.
Like somebody just threw something up in the air and shot it with a pistol. Now picture that, but a missile.
There would have to be a contingency plan for this, right?
Bro, there ain't no plan.
Or is it just, hey, everybody get out of the way?
Get out of the way, Earth?
Just kiss your ass goodbye, baby.
Okay.
And by the way, if it hits that, everybody gets it.
No, if it's big enough, everybody gets it.
I mean, it affects a lot of things.
It would end.
You wouldn't get directly
but
a lot of things would eventually fall because of it.
Yeah, I mean, but let's say it's a small one, like a compact meteor. The size of, give me something small.
Well, the one that's supposed to, that's whizzing by Earth, I think it's like the size of a football field or something. That's big.
I don't think that destroys the planet.
I was reading it was enough to eventually cause the potential extinction of all life on planet Earth.
They said that about artificial sugar, new coke. Everything was the end of society. It don't happen, Pat.
252-WCMF, you would ask when the last rare thing?
Yeah.
Happened. Let's talk to James. Hey, James, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good, guys. Listen, back in October, it was October 18th to be specific.
Yeah, what happened?
On the weekend, and just before sunset, just like this event's going on now in the southern sky, there was a comet. I can't pronounce the Japanese name they gave it.
Oh, it's called Yudai!
It was German?
The end of it was Atlas. And you can Google that to see. There's people that took a lot of photographs of it. But
did we know that was coming, or was that a surprise?
Sounds exciting, man.
Yes. The last time it was here was 80,000 years ago.
Oh, all right.
How do they know that?
It won't be back for another 80,000 years.
Somebody took a picture on their phone back 80,000 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's been videos and everything like that. You can Google it.
All right.
But it was amazing. I stood on this little debris pile on Park Avenue here where I live.
You still have to just refile the
book. And watch this.
How do we get the best view of this? Try the debris pile.
On Park Avenue.
The old Genesee Hospital debris pile, yeah.
Do you know?
Nothing toxic about that.
What are you doing, Jimmy?
It's a shame you didn't get a needle in your foot.
Jim, why would you wish hepatitis?
During these phone calls.
I clambered up there to see it, and got the binoculars out.
I'm standing on top of a debris field over here. Looking at a racket or something on this guy.
Jay's great call, buddy. Thank you.
Cool. It was really cool. All right. You guys should get out tomorrow night if you can to see.
I don't have any debris piles around my house.
And I'm waiting 80,000 years for this comet to come back, the way you're describing it, buddy.
Yeah, right. 80,000 years.
Thank you. All right, have a good rest of the day.
I will say, Tommy is mocking this so hard, but you know, if he was outside and he saw that comet the night before, he'd have to come in and tell us about it.
Well, of course I'd tell you about it.
You're not wrong. I don't think James helped his argument with the whole debris pile.
No. You know,
on top of a hospital.
The old...
Yes, nothing toxic there, Jimmy.
Buy a step stool, man.
Yeah.
All right, come back, Rabbit. I'll tell you what we're doing tomorrow next to the break room. Let's see him,
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.